So I'd like to talk about what we use to light for halakhos neiros. So any shemen is any type of oil is kosher to use, but it is preferred to use olive oil. Our mother says that he feels that a wax candle, which we have, our wax candles, would be comparable to the olive oil because it has the light is nice. But the Morel says it's even so, since in the Beis Hamikdash what was used, we're commemorating the Nes the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash, and there olive oil was used. It's still preferable to use olive oil. So olive oil has the preference in regards to the nice light that it makes, plus the fact that it has, there was something which was compared to what it was used in the Mikdash. The Eli Rabba points out a person should not put together in the same menorah partially candles and partially oil. It should be either all oil or all candles. Nowadays they have available, you have these type of prepackaged olive oil containers which come in, and the oil, olive oil is congealed. So there's a question amongst the temporary poskim: is that considered to have the mile of olive oil? When you light it, it's congealed. It's not oil. It's not in the state of oil. So Rav Moshe Shtrumbach Shlita holds that that's not considered like olive oil, and a person should not use that. Should not use that for halakhos neiros if he wants to have the preference of using olive oil. Again, it's kosher, but it's not, doesn't have that preference. And Rav Ozner Shlita holds that it is considered like oil, so the person could use that. In regards to wicks, so the preferred type of wicks, a person should use either cotton or flax wicks, or those are the two preferred types of wicks. And the question also comes up, and the contemporary question comes up, nowadays they have wicks which covered, and they're covered with wax. So you're lighting the wick, you're lighting the wax on the wick. Is that considered that you're lighting olive oil, or is it considered you're lighting wax? Because the first thing you're lighting is actually wax and not oil. The idea is you're supposed to draw the oil into the wick and light oil. So does that consider that you're lighting oil or not? So the Rephaim Greenblatt and his Rebbe Rephaim holds that considered like lighting with wax, and he holds it's a problem. Rosh Hashanah itself held it was considered lighting with oil, and he didn't see it as a problem because its main function obviously is just to get it going, and it's you're lighting with oil. That's an interesting question. So one solution you have beforehand, if you light it beforehand, you burn off the layer of the wax, you wouldn't have that problem, obviously. One last question is regards to an electric menorah. What is the status of an electric menorah? Poskim said there's a halacha for halakhos neiros that it has to have the fuel there. So over here you don't have the fuel there, it comes to the current from the generator in the company, so that's not, would not be considered fuel that which is there, so you cannot make a bracha on an electric menorah. Rosh Hashanah raises a question: what about a battery powered menorah where the fuel is there, the fuel cell which is the battery is right there, is that considered acceptable in regards to making a bracha on it? And as he says, if you have no other eitza, if a person would have no other eitzah to light, if a person would light with an electric menorah, he holds that if you would use a battery-powered menorah, the argument is that you could be yotzei. But he says clearly, if you're using what the alternating current electricity from the outlet, you would not be yotzei. So if a person has no other eitzah, that is the eitzah that a person would be to light an electric menorah with a battery-powered electric menorah. Just wanted to announce it.